Welcome, everybody. I know it's been a while, but we are back with the Meatheads podcast. Moves done. Fuck up De Niro, I got a Snyder extender clip, so who wanna play heroes? Go bad shit like Ozzy, I was born in the darkness. Oh, you the wolf, so we pull up and you're harmless. So pray that's a Burberry scars, stripping Perry on. Living like a comet, moving amongst the stars. $100,000 sports car.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to a new episode of Raw Dogging with De Niro. I'm Mike De Niro. We're joined by my homie, Pepsi Phil, in the building. Let me see. Oh, we didn't do this right. All right. Well, shout out to my man, Pepsi Phil. Thank you so much for joining me, man.
No problem, man. How you doing, bro? Good stuff. It's good.
You're like the Iron Man of the debate network, bro. You're like on every single show.
At least I will be this
week. You came to Raw Dogging.
It's just for this week. No, yeah. Good, man. I've been watching Raw. I got to tell you, I just saw a promo with Chad Gable and Gunther. If you think that plus the Sami Zayn, I just forgot the boy's name. The run-in that came and that took out Sami Zayn. Thank you. The Bronson Reed run-in. We could mess around and have a four-way dance for the IC title.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yeah, Bronson, Sammy, and Chad Gable. So if we got that
would be fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so far, Raw's been good. I've been enjoying it. It's been a good show. I like the direction going into Mania. It seems like right now, everyone's firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, before we get into that, make sure you subscribe to the Circle Debate, the best network going on right now in podcasting. Not only do you have Raw Dog, and not only do you have the Wrestling DeLorean podcast, but you have the Circle Debate. You have Top Rope Wrestling Talk. You have the Meatheads. You have the MMA show. You have the New Japan show. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong. Hit that subscribe button right now. You have special, by the way, you have special watch alongs. Was there an amazing watch along of Elimination Chamber, but shout out to the watch along last night of AEW Revolution. Amazing, amazing watch along by not only this man sitting right next to me, but all the homies that came.
It was a great night with everybody. It was awesome. Shout out to Kayla for stepping in. Shout out for Dango for stopping in, and the rest of the crew.
Gonzalo, word.
Yeah, exactly. Tim came in, dropped us a little love. Mm-hmm. So it was a good day.
Nah, most definitely it was. It was. So what's your thoughts on this episode of Raw so far?
Honestly, I'm pretty happy with it. They're pushing the folks that want to do, and it feels like they're just like spreading it out a lot more. The talent looks like they're getting around a lot, so I don't feel like it's like back. Remember, Mac, back in the old regime, it'd be like a bunch of mid-carders that where matches didn't mean anything, even during WrestleMania time, and then it'd be like maybe two or three matches that are actually going to be like affecting WrestleMania. This feels like every single match, and it could just be WrestleMania season two. But following the Elimination Chamber, like every single match is like, okay, I can see this going into WrestleMania kind of thing.
Yeah,
which I suppose is a good thing. Because I know they're trying. Because usually I know they're trying to sell the big guys or main eventers from WrestleMania, but. Sometimes, like I said, it's like guys like Sammy, who we really want to watch sometimes, or guys like Chad Gable, who throughout the year kind of blazed a nice trail for themselves, going, they have earned it. Like, honestly, I'm enjoying the Street Profits versus Imperium right now. Now technically be Street Profits and AOP, but I mean New Day and Imperium. Like, I'm enjoying those two rivalries right now, and I wouldn't mind seeing them get solved at WrestleMania. So,
yeah, most definitely. You know, I gotta agree, and I mentioned it on the DeLorean a couple weeks ago. I feel like right now with WWE, everything has meaning. There's no filler on these shows, and it's very easy to fill a 3-hour show with filler, like, no pun intended, but it's very easy to do so, you know, throwing random matches and whatnot. But even before Mania season, the last couple months, there has been a lot of meaning for almost every segment. Every promo has something leading to it. Every match has a bigger story surrounding it. So I'm definitely happy with the direction right now of WWE. We got footage right now of WWE 2K and the New Day playing 2K. I actually downloaded it, the WrestleMania All Access, whatever the fuck you call it. And this shit's downloading on my P5 right now.
Okay.
So I think I get to play it at midnight. So I'm excited for that. But definitely, you know, I don't know how much of a gamer you are, but they're saying that this is the best WWE game in many years.
This might be the best wrestling game in many years, honestly. Like ECW, WCW, all those games. I mean, when PlayStation came out, I got those. I do not have Fight Forever. AEW's Fight Forever. But yeah, from what I'm told, this one right here might be the best one. I mean, we'll have to see if it gets some awards, but honestly, it's up in that point where, like, good goodness. What's up, Ivan?
What up, homie? This is the godfather of the Circle Debate right here. Thank you for joining, bro. But now I heard it's great. You know, I mean, a lot of people are giving it comparisons to SmackDown Here Comes the Pain, which is like GOAT level video game right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to play it for sure.
I mean, I do like these vignettes though. I'm like, but at the same time, I'm like, all the guys they have on this 2K promo, I'm like, get them back in the ring, please.
Yeah, like stop that, right?
Like DIY, like Ciampa, he doesn't look injured. Get him back in the ring, please.
Drop that remote. Get the pads on.
Yes.
We're about to get into our main event right now, I presume. I mean, it's already 10:37. It looks like it's probably going to be main event time, which is the number one contender for the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Drew McIntyre, going one-on-one with main event Jey Uso. This should be a really good matchup. So next week is the Gauntlet match.
Yep.
This week it was Sammy versus Ivar. I had to step away for a second. Don't know if Sammy won the matchup or it was just a run-in by Bronson Reed. But
Sammy won and Bronson, and he paid the price for it.
Yeah, next week is the Gauntlet match where I think you have JD McDonagh, you have Chad Gable, Sami Zayn, you have Ricochet, you have, who am I missing here? You have Shinsuke Nakamura. One more. There's one more guy.
And Bronson?
Yeah, Bronson. So Bronson, Sammy, JD McDonagh, Ricochet, Shinsuke Nakamura, and I think that's still five. I'm missing one more person, I'm sure, but it's going to be a hell of a matchup next week. We also got Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan next week. It's Liv Morgan's revenge era. Shout out to Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan ain't giving no fucks tonight. It was Becky Lynch versus Nia Jax, and guess who said, nah, you interfered in my match last week? Guess what's happening this week? Liv Morgan had the interference, causing Nia Jax to win the matchup. Here it is. It is 6 minutes. JD, Shinsuke, Bronson, Shinsuke Nakamura, Chad, and Ricochet. Gauntlet match. Winner gets a shot for the Intercontinental Champion at WrestleMania against Gunther.
I hate to say it, but I think that's Sammy and Chad's match to win.
100%.
I think one of those two will probably get it. Bronson Reed might, but Bronson hasn't actually been active enough. And he just came off injured reserve, I thought.
Yeah.
So it might be a little too soon for him. So I feel like, oh, Lord. Speaking of, I would like to get the yeet gas glasses that our boy has right now.
Look at the crowd control right here.
But back to Bronson. Bronson's still too new. And the other one, and honestly, the other ones are a little too, you know.
Not only that, but also I think that the match is definitely going to Sami Zayn because you have the built-in story of Sami Zayn trying to get his way into Mania. And then on top of that, if you look at the other five competitors in that matchup, they all fell to Gunther. The only man who has not had a one-on-one matchup with Gunther is Sami Zayn. So I think
I'd agree with you, except I just saw the promo with Chad when he confronted Gunther in the back with it wasn't Samantha Irvin, it was the Kathy Kelly. Mm-hmm. And Chad looked fired up. I don't know, man. It looked like they're trying to do a storyline with him. So, I mean, it might be a triple threat for the. It might be a triple threat. I mean, which wouldn't be a bad thing, especially with these guys. So mm-hmm. maybe even four. Maybe in a four way dance. So, but no. Nah, but honestly, I think Sammy, from a booking standpoint, probably brings more people in.
Mm-hmm.
If we're gonna really break it down versus Chad, no offense. Although I do love Chad, think you want to talk about most improved wrestler, not as a wrestler, but like as a gimmick, most improved because uh-huh. from Shorty G to
I was gonna say it was like a couple years ago he was Shorty G and it was like
yeah bro. So yeah, Chad Gable deserved a little love from that. So
mm-hmm.
but you know, we'll see. I mean, obviously Sammy still got the old still got some of the shine from when he was on with the Bloodline storyline. So.
Yeah, most definitely. Right now, we got Drew McIntyre making his way to the ring. Just be a good main event. Yeah. Do you see Jimmy Uso interfering in this matchup?
Yeah, I do, honestly. I really do, because the problem is they kind of gave it away a long time ago. Jimmy and Jay's dream is to wrestle each other at WrestleMania. The mm-hmm. only reason why I think it's going to happen is because this is, if you count the WrestleMania where Yokozuna won the championship, I think that was, I can't remember which one that was. Was it 10? No, it was the one.
Nine.
It was the one in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And then Hogan won it like a couple minutes after some shit.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think about that part. my bad. I really don't. That really, like, you don't know how pissed I was when that happened. So, but no, it's the that year at WrestleMania, that was almost an all Samoan WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, you had the Head Shrinkers versus the Steiner Brothers, which was exactly. a sleeper match. That shit was fucking fire.
Wasn't it?
Oh, we said good to see my man Pepsi Phil in the house. Only fans, you know, I didn't even play Pepsi Phil's fucking intro. Here we go.
I gotta send y'all the remix.
Our resident OnlyFans member here on the Debate Network.
So and the fact that we have The Rock, Roman, having a and basically Rock and Roman doing their thing, having a Jimmy and Jay match there makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah,
because then it really would be another Samoan WrestleMania.
Nah, I definitely agree. I think that Jimmy versus Jay. I've been mm-hmm. saying it for a couple weeks too. I would love to see Papa Kishi as the special guest referee.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, gotta get your sons in order. They can't be fighting.
I know what that's the funny part though. He will not pick a side. There's been a few interviews with him. He refuses to pick a side.
I can see him on the mic like the week before and be like, "You guys get this one matchup. After that, you cut this shit out. Cut this shit out. You both get in the fucking
face." How you feeling about Drew McIntyre's turn?
I liked it. I liked this turn. I liked the whole reason why he turned. And I did feel like his babyface run was getting a little stale.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting that he's going against Seth at Mania. Right now, there's a lot of moving parts to both Seth and Cody at Mania.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that he doesn't become an afterthought in this run to WrestleMania with now Seth Rollins' involvement with the whole tag mm-hmm. team matchup on night one. But, I mean, I always thought that Drew was a better heel, so I'm not mad at it.
I was thinking about that. Someone mentioned an interesting thing about Seth, and I don't understand it. So they say you have Cody, you have Rock, you have Cody, Rock, and Roman. And Seth, and everyone's like, Seth is the odd man out because they seem to believe Seth isn't a superstar.
That's
to which I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like,
that's a crazy statement.
Yeah. I mean, the difference is obviously is that Seth is a workhorse and he does the hard work. And mm-hmm. even though he is freaking Rollins, the man is just a workhorse. So sometimes the workhorse isn't always the fanciest job, but it's the guy you go, he's always going to give me the match I want. And that is not something you can say about The Rock or Roman.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is listen to that crowd when Seth Rollins comes out. That crowd reaction is still top notch. I mean, if anyone thinks that he's not a superstar, then that's wild. I mean,
yeah, I think it's like,
wait, go ahead.
No, so I think it's the fact that they don't think he's on the same level as The Rock, Cody, and Roman, to which I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
Nah, I think Cody and Seth are pretty even. I mean,
yeah, that's what I thought.
So if you're going to put Cody in that conversation, then mm-hmm. Seth belongs in that conversation as well. Mm-hmm. And then not Cody, then who else? I seen people who, gosh, they were having fucking fever dreams. They're all like, oh, what if Stone Cold Steve Austin helps Cody Rhodes? It's like, come on, man. We ain't getting Austin versus The Rock at fucking radio.
First of all, he's not helping posting them training videos, by the way.
True.
Although at the same time, he does post his cat videos as well.
He does his mm-hmm. Rick Astley videos too.
Which still unnerves me. Sup, Temple?
What up, bro? Thank you for being here.
Raw's been pretty decent. It's been pretty good. Solid matches all the way around. As a show programming wise, it's been a good lot.
Nah, yeah, definitely. I think lately Raw and SmackDown, shit, anything WWE touches right now has been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
You had a close to 45 minute promo to start SmackDown last week, and it's like no one was complaining. No one was saying there's not enough wrestling. That crowd was on lock. I was glued to the TV. You have everything going on right now, and WWE's firing on all cylinders, including this matchup. This matchup between Jay and Drew right now is pretty good. We just got back from commercial break, and it looks like Drew has the upper hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I still, I mean, unfortunately, I think it will be a Jimmy interference, and I think it'll be one of those. I think Jimmy will cause Jay to match. I think Seth will. I think Drew's going to win, and I think it's going to be because Jimmy interferes.
Hmm.
But overall, it's been pretty solid. But then again, these two never really disappointed.
Nah, definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on the new presentation of Raw? I love how it's just a plain black screen with the Raw logo and the lights are on the crowd.
Yeah.
More sports feel.
I mean, this is something. I mean, it's the sports entertainment feel thing. Which I think they want to push, which honestly for me makes a lot of sense. I still remember Kevin Owens' promo. Kevin and Drew's promo where he's like, "This ain't sports entertainment. Let's just fight or wrestle." So I kind of think they've been going that route. Like, not so much they're taking away from the wrestling. I know the question of sports entertainment versus wrestling always comes up, but with them focusing on sports or the sports aspect of it, I mean, good for them.
No, most definitely. I definitely think that's the UFC influence here with the whole merger and TKO.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, it will do is just get them more people. I mean, not the UFC. I don't think they'll get the UFC guys, but I think it will open them up to like more casual viewers at least.
Oh, I definitely think so too. Yeah. I think just the presentation alone has brought more viewers.
Yeah.
Temple says, I really want Rollins, Zayn, and McIntyre. Yeah, I mean, I thought that was one of the routes that they were going to go, Temple, but unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's going to happen at this point.
Yeah. Because I thought about that too. Because I was like, I don't know, Sammy with a world championship does not disappoint me.
It doesn't. And it looked like we were going to go that route with Sammy and Drew going back and forth for the last couple weeks, and then it looks like we just pivoted to Jay and Drew.
Yeah. I will say this though, Drew. You're right. Drew as a heel does seem a little less random, and a much better like character for him.
Yeah.
Although I do miss 3 Live Crew though, so I'm not even gonna lie about that.
Oh, the 3-man band?
Yeah, 3-man band.
Yeah, man. Gosh, they didn't know what to do with Drew at all before.
No,
that was horrible.
Even after he won the belt, they didn't know what the hell to do with him.
For real.
I mean, I suppose you could use the pandemic as your excuse, but after that, you're like, if people were allowed to come back, I'm like, y'all need to do something with this man.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good back and forth matchup right now.
Mm-hmm.
Temple says, how was Revolution, guys? Pac and Kyle O'Reilly returned, which I'm hyped for. Ospreay versus Takeshita was fucking ridiculously good. I agree. I think that Ospreay and Takeshita was obviously
that's the match of the night. That's the match of the night, legit. Although I did give Deonna and Tony, like, they would have been runner-up. They were runner-up for that match, because honestly, that was a slobber knocker match right there.
Shit, even Danielson and Kingston was a
fun player. That one was a little more rough than I was expecting from them.
Yeah.
Not that I don't think Brian Danielson could pull it off, but that was a little more rowdy than I was used to. I thought it was going to be more technical.
I thought so too.
On some weird level.
Danielson was fucking that wrist up.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Drew is fucking Jay up on the outside. Yeah, both men. Feeling that suplex on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, was it? That's a thin layer. That's a wrestling mat. That's thinner than most wrestling mats.
Yeah, it's a good inch, maybe. Maybe. But yeah, no. So far, I think that it's a good matchup. I, like you said, I don't see it ending clean though. I mean, neither of these guys could take a loss right now.
No, it's way too early for that, especially with Mania. Basically, Mania is around the corner. They've already announced. They started, like you said, they already started announcing the Hall of Fame inductees. Shout out to Paul Heyman.
I was going to ask you, what's your thoughts on Paul Heyman going to the Hall of Fame?
It is, first of all, I'm not even going to lie. It's long past due.
100%.
I love Paul Heyman. And truth be told, if you want to talk about somebody who actually moved the needle in wrestling, that dude did when he was with ECW after they got bought out, what he did for SmackDown. The fact that it's because of him that guys like Edge, or I guess Adam Copeland now, and Eddie Guerrero became champion,
SmackDown 6 was elite.
Man, the fact that he used to say that his job was literally like to piss off Vince McMahon and make SmackDown better than Raw, I was like, oh, he don't care about his job at all.
Like, Paul Heyman was always the disruptor of everything in WWE and in wrestling in general.
Yeah, and truth be told, he has a great wrestling mind. And the thing I like most about him is the fact that he is always helping people.
Yeah.
Like, he is even Kathy Kelly. He is always helping other wrestlers try to get better. Like, I've always appreciated the fact that ECW basically, I literally say, there before the grace of ECW, half them fools be in jail right now.
Like, that's a fucking fact for sure.
If it wasn't for Paul Heyman, all of them be locked up still.
Fucking, how many guys got in trouble after ECW? That just tells you right there.
Can you imagine a Sandman pretty much just hanging out? And now he's a grandfather with children.
Yeah, man. And that's crazy to think. I remember seeing little Tyler Fullington being abducted by Raven, and all of a sudden now
exactly.
He's a grandfather. But yeah, I mean, I like that you brought up how much Paul Heyman tries to help out other people. Mm-hmm. If you think about Paul Heyman's story, it was Dusty Rhodes who took him under his wing, and then in ECW, it was Terry Funk who took him under his wing and who really was showing him the business and teaching him how to do shit the right way. Mm-hmm. So I like that he always tried to pay that forward and take the next person under his wing because they did it for him.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, you should. Yes, obviously, sometimes he rubbed people the wrong way. He made some mistakes, cut some corners because he had to make the business keep going. But I mean, that's unfortunately at that time, that's how you had to do it. It's not great. I mean, even Tommy Dreamer talks about it. Like, even Tommy was like, sometimes I wanted to kill that man, but it's because of him he had a chance. So,
yeah,
there was somebody. And honestly, if you think about it, because Tommy Dreamer was kind of like, came under Paul. And look at Tommy Dreamer now. He's head of creative for TNA.
Yeah.
So, and right now we can say that, Tommy as a booker is probably because of Paul, and that booking he does for TNA is not bad at all.
Not at all. I think it's well deserved, especially being in Philadelphia. Well deserved that Paul Heyman is going into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Gosh, back from commercial and we see Drew McIntyre just ragdolling Jey Uso into the corner of the ring and then into the the LED wall now. Shit, yeah. I always say the barricade. Ain't no barricade anymore. I miss the old school barricades. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, the metal ones with the fence?
The metal ones, yeah.
I mean, I like the noise they make when people ran into them, too. That's when you knew it hurt. It's like, ooh, that can't feel good. The old WCW ones were terrible.
Oh, God, yeah. Temple says, don't rule out Naomi turning heel and helping Jimmy beat Jey at WrestleMania. All those losses may lead her to turn, which would be a perfect call. I mean, I've been saying they need to put Naomi in the bloodline for many years.
Honestly, I'd be happy if she turned heel to get rid of all that damn neon crap.
Man, I agree, Temple, but I see Sammy winning the IC belt from Gunther at Mania. He's going to win the gauntlet match next week. I agree, Ivan.
I'm still on the fence about that one, Ivan. I still see Chad Gable maybe being that one. I don't know if they're going to go for like money or go for heart, because Chad's like your heart pick, I think.
Yeah. Is it true Heyman is in the Hall of Fame? Yes, it is. Who do you want to induct him? See, that's an interesting one. I think, and this is going to be a fucking long shot because I don't think WWE's going to do this. But if you want to be honest, I think the person who should induct Paul Heyman is Todd Gordon. Todd Gordon's the guy who brought him into ECW and gave Paul Heyman his opportunity to revolutionize the business.
Aren't they still
will that happen? Doubt it.
Aren't they still beefing technically?
I don't know. I got Todd Gordon's book. And in Todd Gordon's book, like chapter like 3, he's like, Paul Heyman is the biggest scumbag ever. And then by like chapter 20, he's like, Paul Heyman, I couldn't have done guy as far without Paul Heyman. And God bless him and his beautiful family and his mother. I was like, I don't fucking know. At that point, I don't know.
Because last I heard on the ECW unauthorized version, they were beefing hard, I guess. I guess wrestling makes strange bedfellows at a certain point.
I mean, how would you feel, right? You bring this man into the company, and then this man fires you from the fucking company you brought him into. Like,
I mean, it wasn't a bad call.
It wasn't a bad call. That man was fucking trying to bring a whole crop of ECW talent to WCW.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't, and especially, like, if you remember some of the stories, like, Tommy Dreamer said that Paul Heyman broke into his, like, caller ID and was showing the wrestlers, the caller ID calls from Todd Gordon to WCW and to Fonzie and all these other wrestlers saying, we're going to go to WCW. We're going to do an invasion over there. So Paul Heyman was like, nah. But also back to what Temple said too, I agree as well. I think that Bam Bam Bigelow should be in the Hall of Fame and should be in this year. As I say that, sorry, real quick, back to the show. Solo Sikoa's ringside.
Oh, Solo's the interfering one. Okay.
Solo's ringside. Drew McIntyre hits the Future Shock DDT.
Actually, maybe, you know what? Maybe Jimmy and Jey actually do, and Solo's the one that does the interference.
Oh, wait. Who's coming out? Cody Rhodes said he ain't fucking around.
Oh.
Cody Rhodes said, uh-uh. He said, your cousin talked about my dog. Fuck out of here.
I mean, MJF talked about that. First of all, MJF talked about that dog, too.
Yeah, right.
If you want to be real about it,
poor Farrell. What's he gonna do? Cut a promo back? Leave Farrell alone.
First of all, Jimmy's coming in right now. Jimmy's coming in.
Jey hits 2 super kicks to Drew.
Third
super kick to Drew.
Shout out to Drew selling the hell out of it.
And a big spear.
The problem I have right now is, I feel like the Samoans have stolen the spear from everybody right now. They're the only ones who can legit help. There he is. There he is.
Jimmy Lurkin. Uh-oh. What's good, Jermaine? Thank you so much.
No yeet.
Man. Big Claymore kick by Drew McIntyre.
No yeet has no chill.
Oh, man. And just like that, Drew McIntyre wins the matchup. And Jimmy got the chair.
Jimmy got a chair.
Yo, where's Seth? Is somebody going to come out? Like, you got Cody fighting off
Solo, yeah.
Solo, you got Seth saying that we all got to stop the bloodline. Where's Seth now? Come on.
You mean Seth being everyone's shield?
Look at this. Oh, here he is.
Who the hell's? Oh, yep, there he is.
I'm surprised Drew just let him run right past. Imagine if Drew just like laid him out with a clothesline right there as he's running down to the ring. Mm-hmm.
Man, that is a lime yellow outfit right there, man.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking highlighter.
I was about to say.
Oh, Drew's back in the ring. Claymore kick onto Seth Rollins. Oof. That's what I'm talking about. See, don't forget that Drew is in the equation too.
Yeah.
That's what I was just talking about in the beginning of the show, where Drew McIntyre can't be an afterthought when it comes to this whole storyline with Seth Rollins, the Bloodline, The Rock. Because night two, Seth Rollins is not fighting The Rock. He's not fighting anyone in the Bloodline. Seth Rollins is facing the Scottish psychopath,
Drew McIntyre. Yeah, I think so. This bit right here is a pretty good move by them.
I definitely agree.
I don't know, man. Is he going to be the guest referee or is he going to be the special enforcer?
Man, I don't know. That's going to be a big striped shirt for Keish.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
You have to go to the big and tall to get that striped shirt for Keish, man.
I mean, if nothing else, he's got to be proud at this point. Like, it's
100%.
So I'm happy, third boy
in the mix.
I'm happy for his son. I'm happy the fact he got both two of his sons. And the third one's pretty much training right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
man, that was a crazy ending to Raw. I'm telling you, everything they do right now is firing on all cylinders. They got everything hitting.
Yeah, I think from a programming standpoint, they actually look like they have a plan. Plan might be too strong a word, but they got an outline or a blueprint for what they want to do.
No, for sure. And we're like 31 days away from WrestleMania, so it's time to start getting that playing in the mix, start making it, play out. And I think that right now things are playing out nicely.
Yeah. Honestly, I know some people looking at you, Dom, got issues with Liv Morgan, but I feel like this might be the time for her to break out.
Like, I agree.
I feel like this could be what breaks her out. Because right now she's been in some pretty major main events and pay-per-views, and her moveset, while not the most complicated, she is doing a good job in regards to gig and in regards to her personality on the mic. So I'm kind of hoping this is when she breaks out. And her against Becky is probably the best thing they could do for her.
100%. And yeah, I mean, even though she is getting a lot better in the ring, right? Her moveset has been advancing. I would say that she's becoming one of these wrestlers where it's not about the moves, it's about the story she's telling. And I like that. And I'm not just being biased, right? I know I'm always defending Liv, but I'm not being biased. I think that she's telling the story. Mm-hmm. I like the edge that they gave her with this whole revenge era thing, but I like that she's not taking any shit. I like that her promos feel a little bit more realistic. Mm-hmm. She was guilty of sounding very scripted at times, right? Yeah. But this is sounding a lot more realistic, a lot more fire when she's talking. So I like what they're going with Liv, and I think that maybe not necessarily a heel turn, but more of an edge to her will be very necessary to the character.
I'll take a tweener Liz. I mean, truth be told, she has a better moveset because I've seen her do some groundwork, and she does like some catch wrestling moves, and she does have a ton of those that she has in her back pocket. Yet somehow she doesn't use them in the ring, which drives me insane. Because it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you posted on TikTok and Instagram, you training and you doing some catch wrestling. Why aren't you doing that in the ring?
Yeah, for sure. I think she needs to show off what she really could do.
Yeah.
She needs to show everything. So overall, what's your grade for Raw?
I'll give it a B. Hmm. I'll give it a solid B. It's never going to be an A with me because 3 hours is way too long for wrestling.
I hear that.
Don't get me wrong. The last few weeks, I'll freely admit, it's a little bit tighter and doesn't feel as long. But honestly, 3 hours is still a very long time for wrestling. I will always give – my preference will always be SmackDown and NXT. Just because of the fact that because they got 2 hours, it goes that much quicker and like the matches are more solid. And the programming feels a lot better paced than 3 hours. Because in 3 hours, it just seems like they're just, like you said, even though everything is planned well, it feels like you're just filling space.
Like I definitely agree with that,
especially with the background, especially with the back, the backstage segments.
Not for sure. And also, you said that your preference is NXT. Set us up for tomorrow. NXT Roadblock. You're going to be doing the watch along here with the Godfather, Ivan.
Yeah, me
what
and
are you
Ivan.
Excited for tomorrow on NXT Roadblock?
So it's the problem with NXT is that they're a legit, they're a good brand. So I like all the matches. Because if I mean, Carmelo, like I said, I love, so like, here's the thing. Angelo, even though he's a great wrestler, like I've said that to other people, he's a great wrestler, but I hate the Italian Goomba gimmick. And honestly, it gets to the point where it's a little offensive at sometimes because it's like, just because he's a talent, that does not need to be your go-to. Or if you're going to at least do that, at least do it Godfather style and less Goomba. No offense to anyone out there, but like, just, I mean, I understand we love the Sopranos, and we love Goodfellas, but the original blueprint for this is Godfather, so just stick with that. Mm-hmm. So, but I expect that's going to be a banger. I am glad to see him get a little bit of a spotlight. So I'm pretty excited about that. I can't remember all the matches right now, but
John Spears, who's going to be having
It will be nice. I'm curious to see what his debut looks like. Ivan's right. There is a lot going on in wrestling right now. Mm-hmm. And honestly, was it the New Japan Cup is going on, although it may be over right now. Not really. New Japan Cup's going on. We got TNA, we got Mustafa Ali doing stuff, and like I said, NXT Roadblock is just another one on there. So like right now, it's going to be hard to keep up with all of it. Not to mention MLW, also is kind of going insane. I should really get into NWA a little bit more, but I haven't done that yet. So
you're not missing much.
That is what I'm
hearing. No offense, Billy.
I know
you're not missing much.
That is what I'm hearing. What I am remembering though is I found an old match, and this is for anyone who's old head, between Pentagon and Black Lotus Triad when he was in Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, I miss Lucha Underground.
I remember when that shit aired live, and to be honest, like, not to sound, you know, this is gonna sound horrible, but I was not the biggest fan of intergender wrestling, right? Like, I always found it to be a little like, I'm not trying to see a man beat up on a woman and all
yeah,
that.
Right? Yeah, that's fair.
But I gotta say, like, if I had to pick an intergender matchup, I remember when that shit aired live on, I believe it was like season two of Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
And that match was fucking fire. Like, if you guys think about, like, the pairing of Kairi Sane versus Pentagon Jr. at the time, like, who would have thought that would have been a matchup? And then you have Io Sky in that matchup. Yeah, it was a fire matchup. And yeah, I definitely think that if you want to make someone a believer in intergender wrestling, then that's the matchup you watch for sure.
Yeah, that's what I ended up finding that online. It literally aired in France, so I found the French version of it. But it was literally one of the hardest hitting matches I've seen in a long time.
Oh, they beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, it was great.
Shout out to Lucha Underground. We got to have a Lucha Underground series. And I promised Dom after I finished my ECW shit on Wrestling DeLorean that, because I was looking for what's next after ECW, like what would be my next little, you know, wrestling series to go after. And I think it might be Lucha Underground. I got to find where they have the full seasons and just tackle it.
If you do the math, the number of talent who pretty much got pulled out of Lucha Underground and ended up going to WWE is kind of insane.
Yeah, WWE and AEW.
Killshot, who was Swerve Strickland, who basically jumped back between what him and WWE, NXT and AEW. Yeah. Like you said, Io Sky and Kairi Sane, which I think a lot of, like I said, and Lucha Underground was just highly underrated. So.
Yeah, most definitely. I don't know what happened with my camera there. I was like, what the fuck happened? What happened? We didn't end it yet.
Exactly.
So. Nah, yeah, definitely. It was definitely underrated. And, you know, if you go back in the archives here on the Circle Debate channel, we did a top five moments of Wrestling Society X. And I think I may have been one of the only fans of Wrestling Society X. I was a big fan of Wrestling Society X back in, I was like fucking like 10 years old. Like, oh my God, explosions. This is great. But I definitely think that you had a lot of influence from Wrestling Society X on Lucha Underground. It felt like it was a very similar show.
I mean,
both produced by Kevin Kleinrock. Shout out to Kevin Kleinrock. If you know, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it was a very similar show. So I was always a big fan of Lucha Underground.
Yeah, yeah. I think Robert Rodriguez was like one of the producers on it as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he owned the El Rey Network, and it was on.
Yeah, that's right. It was on El Rey. That's where I saw it.
Temple says Roman, Jimmy, Jacob Fatu, and Zilla versus The Rock, Jay, Solo, and Tama Tonga, Tungaloa, Tribal Comp. Bro, that sounds like a fucking insane matchup. I love that.
So I would not argue. So I would not argue with that. But so here's the thing. I'm really fucking tired of the Bloodline and their existence.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want like a Bloodline, an anti-Bloodline faction. Like, just break them up.
Wolf Pack.
Yeah. Just break them up and then just have all the Samoans beat the crap out of each other for a while. Like, hell, make it a gauntlet match for all I care. Just put Roman in the middle of it and say, you got to fight every Samoan in the company. And that's how you introduce Jacob and Zilla Fatu.
Mm-hmm. Nah, definitely. But I appreciate you coming on, man. This was a very fun episode of Raw Dogging.
Yeah.
You're welcome to whenever, bro. You don't even have to ask. You know what I mean? Just
thanks, man. It was great.
Give me the link. I got you. We're on. Thank you so much for joining, man. Shout out to Pepsi Phil. Shout out to everyone in the chat. Thank you so much for everyone who joined and watched the main event of Raw with me. And yeah, check us out tomorrow here on the Circle Debate. You got the watch along for NXT Roadblock with Pepsi Phil and Ivan. Check out the Wrestling DeLorean podcast. Now I put out my AEW Revolution review out today. I had a really cool watch along of the two back-to-back WrestleMania matches for Shawn Michaels and Undertaker with my boys from LOG. And yeah, we got a lot more coming out. We have a special episode dropping tomorrow where I'm going fully in depth on this whole Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody, which by the way, I called like 5 weeks ago and Temple, you said it was not going to happen. I remember you commenting on my shit on Instagram and saying that does not make sense. It's not going to happen. I love you, Temple, but guess what? I was right. Anyway,
all right.
Thank you so much for joining. I love you guys. Pepsi Phil, thank you so much for bro.
No problem, brother. I'm glad to be here. Definitely going to do it again.
Thank you. I appreciate you. All right, y'all. Have a good night, y'all.
Night.